在启示录里头，它是有啊两个平行的层面。
The Book of Revelation is your two parallel
aspects. 啊，那就是教会啊跟这个世界。
And that is the church and this world.
啊，那特别是指着啊真耶稣教会出现啊到主耶稣的再来的这一段时间。
And especially the appearance of the true Jesus Church and then the second coming of Jesus Christ.
在启示录里头用了很多的象征性的数目字以及形象。
Revelation uses many numbers and signs.
啊，比如说对主耶稣的描述啊，他用了很多的这种形象来描述。
When it describes Jesus Christ, it uses many signs to describe him.
啊，或者说，比如说那个四活物啦，啊，或者是二十四位长老。
Or the four living creatures, or the 24 elders.
啊，那同样的啊，比如说有那个无底坑上来的那个蝗虫。
Or the locusts that come out from the pit.
啊，都有非常特殊的这种形象上的描述。
There are special descriptions of it.
啊，那这些啊，也有一些啊特殊的很多的特殊的数目字在这个启示录里头。
There are also many special numbers within Revelation.
啊，那都只是一个代表性，一个象征性。
They are of a representative nature.
啊，比如说提到三分之一、四分之一等等。
For example, when it talks about one third or one fourth, etc.
啊，这个三分之一啊，常常是代表的一部分啊，甚至是少数。
The one third represents a portion, and might even represent a minority.
啊，那有提到一千两百六十天。
And it talks about 1,260 days.
四十二个月。
42 nights.
三年半。
Three and a half years.
啊，其实这三个是相等的。
Actually, those are all equal.
啊，但是有的是用日子来描写，有的是用月来描写，啊，有的是用年来描写。
It is just that it is some of them. It is described in years or days or nights.
那虽然是同样的长度啊，但是用不同的单位来表示，有它不同的意义。
They have different numbers, but they just use different units to represent the same number, same amount.
那当然，启示录里头啊，也引用了一些旧约圣经的一些背景。
The Revelation also uses some of the background from the Old Testament.
好，我们请看启示录第五章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 5.
启示录第五章第一节。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节，我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷，里外都写着字，是用漆印封严的。请念。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 1. Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals.
第二节，我又看见一位大力的天使大声宣传说，有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那漆印呢？
Verse 2. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?
第三节，在天上、地上、地底下，没有能展开、能观看那书卷的。
Verse 3, but no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it.
啊，因为没有配展开、配观看那书卷的，我就大哭。
Verse 4, I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside.
第五节，长老中有一位对我说，不要哭，看哪，犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根，他已经得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那漆印。
Verse 5, then one of the elders said to me, do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals.
啊，在这里，啊，约翰他看见那这个啊这个书卷。
Over here, John saw the scroll.
啊，但是呢，啊，这里说在天上地底下没有人能够展开观看那个书卷。
But over here it says that no one on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or look inside.
啊，约翰知道这是关乎着就要以后要发生的事情啊，所以他 非常的急迫的想要知道。
John knew that this is related to the comings of the future, so he was trying very hard, earnestly to see it.
但是却这里却是说天上地底下没有能够展开观看的。
He was trying to look inside, but it says here that no one on the earth or under the earth could look inside.
所以约翰他的表达就是他就大哭了。
And John's expression was to weep.
他很重要，但是呢，好像又是让人绝望的。
It seems to be very important, but also gives a sense of hopelessness at the same time.
这个或许我们可以用丹尼里书里头那个丹尼里的例子来感受约翰的心境。
We may be able to use the book of Daniel and Daniel's feelings to express John's feelings here.
这个约翰啊，他可能他恐怕神也是跟他的回答就像跟丹尼里的回答一样。
John may have been afraid that God's answer to him would have been the same as his answer to Daniel.
我们请参考丹尼里书十二章。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 12.
Daniel chapter 12, verse 8.
Daniel chapter 12, verse 8.
第八节，我听见这话，却不明白，就说：“我主啊，这些事的结局怎样呢？”
Verse 8. I heard, but I did not understand, so I asked, "My Lord, what will the outcome of all this be?" Daniel also knew that this was a very important conclusion.
但是丹尼里他不明白。
But Daniel did not understand.
所以他很想明白。
But he truly wanted to understand.
十三节。
Verse 13.
神对丹尼里说：“你且去等候结局，因为你必安歇。到了末期，你必起来享受你的福分。”
Verse 13. As for you, go your way until the end. You will rest, and at the end of days, you will rise to receive your allotted inheritance.
神却没有让丹尼里知道，神说你去安息吧。
God did not let Daniel know and to have peace.
那这个约翰啊，他为什么大哭呢？他恐怕又要坐失了这个解开印的这个机会。
And why did John cry, weep deep, greatly? Is because he was afraid that he was going to lose the opportunity to open the seals.
但是这次神啊，他没有要约翰像丹尼里那样子再去等候。
But God was not going to have John be like Daniel at that time. He was not going to make John wait.
那个得胜的耶稣基督，他能够来展开书卷。
The victorious Jesus Christ can open the scroll.
那接下来记载的就是这个羔羊主耶稣他去接过那个书卷来。
And the further records about the anointed Jesus Christ that he took the scroll.
那所以在这个人的这个救赎的这个时间空间里头这个天父真神跟救主耶稣他们似乎是分开的。
So the salvation of the God and toward man is separated.
在救赎的这个时间跟空间里头。
Oh, the time and space is separate.
在这个救赎salvation 的这个时间空间里头。
The salvation, the time of salvation, and then the space of salvation takes place separately.
主耶稣天父真神跟主耶稣他们是处在这个分开的状态。
God and Jesus Christ live in different states.
那事实上这对人来讲这是一个奥秘。
To human beings, it is a mystery.
这就像主耶稣在约翰福音三章十三节所说的。
It is just as Jesus Christ said in John chapter 13.
说我是从天而来，人就在天。
He said that I am here on earth as he and in heaven as well.
这个是已经超乎了人的这个理性所能够想的。
This has already superseded what humans can understand.
就好像我跟你说，我现在在这里讲到，我现在也在家里跟我儿子玩球。
It's just like if I was to say I am here preaching to you, and I'm also at home playing ball with my son.
这对人来讲是不会有这样的事情。
To men, that is impossible.
所以那主耶稣呢，他却是这样讲。我从天而来，我仍旧在天。
That is why Jesus Christ said that I am from the heaven and I am in heaven.
我们再看启示录六章第一节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 6, verse 1.
第一节，我看见羔羊揭开七印中的第一印的时候，就听见四活物中的一个活物，声音如雷说：“你来。”
Verse 1. I watched as a lamb opened the first of the seven seals, then I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice like thunder, "Come."
第二节，我就观看见有一匹白马骑在马上的，拿着弓，并有冠冕赐给他，他便出来胜了，又要胜。
Verse 2. I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest.
我们可以说，打开第一印就是这整个预言的一个开始。
We can say that the opening of the first seal is the first is the beginning of the first prophecy.
这个整个启示录的预言的开始。
The beginning of the whole prophecy of Revelation.
所以这个第一印它是很重要、很关键的一个地方。
The first seal, therefore, is a very important part of Revelation.
那我们相信这个第一印在讲的。就是圣灵所建设、圣灵所同在的真耶稣教会。
And we believe that this first seal is the church established by Jesus Christ, the true Jesus Church.
有真理的同在，有圣灵的同在。
It comes with the truth, and it comes with the Holy Spirit.
在传讲着前辈救人的福音。
It preaches the salvation of the people from the ancient past generations.
那从这里就一直开始，一直贯穿到我们请贯穿到启示录的十九章。
And this continues on to Revelation chapter 19.
启示录十九章十一节。
Revelation chapter 19, verse 11.
十一节，我观看见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的，称为诚信真实。他审判征战都按着公义。
Verse 11, I saw the heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse whose rider is faithful and true. With justice he judges and makes war.
所以圣灵建设了、复兴了这个末世的这个真教会他就一直的继续的往前来进。
The Holy Spirit revived the true church, and He continued going forward.
一直到主耶稣的再来。
Until the second coming of Jesus Christ.
那在启示录里头讲到的内容讲到这个教会，讲到这个世界。
Revelation talks about the church and talks about this world.
但这两件事情他们是平行而且是对立的。
And these two things are parallel and they work against each other.
因为教会它就存在于这个很实际的现实的这个世界里头。
Because the church exists in this very practical, this very tangible world.
那他们又是对立的。因为这当中有撒旦的工作。
And it is against the Holy Spirit because it has the whole Satan is in the midst of it.
因为有撒旦，所以呢，这个世界跟这个教会它是有着强烈的这个对立。
Because of Satan, there is they work against each other, the world and the Holy Spirit.
也可以说它是存在着，不断的存在着那个征战。
You can also say that they are continuously battling with each other.
就好像保罗说到我们每一个人。
Just like Paul said, every one of us.
我们请看加拉太书五章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书五章十七节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 17.
加拉太书五章十七节
Galatians chapter 5 verse 17
十七节因为情欲和圣灵相争圣灵和情欲相争这两个是彼此相敌使你们不能做所愿意做的
verse 17 for the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the spirit and the spirit what is contrary to sinful nature they are in conflict with each other so that you do not do what you want
只要我们这个肉体活着我们自己本身里头就有一个继续不断的这个征战存在。
As long as our physical body exists, we have this continuous battle.
就是情欲我们的罪性跟圣灵之间的这个征战。
That is the battle between our sinful nature and lust and the Holy Spirit.
在主耶稣再来之前，这个教会跟这个世界，它是一直是处于对立征战的状况。
So before Jesus Christ comes, the church and this world are battling against each other.
那我们来看一些启示录里头所记载的例子。
And let's look at a few examples that Revelation records.
比如我们可以看到有两种的这个印记。
We can see that there are two types of seals.
启示录第七章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章第三节
Revelation chapter 7 verse 13
地以海并树木你们不可伤害等我们应了我们神仆人的额第三节
chapter 7 verse 3 do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God
这个神的仆人要在额头上来印上印
The servants of God are going to place seal on the foreheads of the servants of God.
再请看第九章第四节。
Let's also look at chapter 9, verse 10.
第四节。
Verse 4, sorry.
并且吩咐他们说，不可伤害地上的草和各样青物，并一切树木，唯独要伤害额上没有神印记的人。
Verse 4, they were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any plant or tree, but only the people who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads.
这里讲到额头上要有神的印记。
It says here that one must have the seal of God on their foreheads.
当然我已经提过这都是一种象征性的一种描述。
And I've already mentioned that this is a description of how things go against each other.
一种 symbolize.
Symbolizes each things. How it symbolizes these things.
不是真的说我们的额头上真的有盖了一个怎样的印。
It doesn't mean that we literally have a seal on our forehead.
但是它代表的就是分别的。
It represents that we have been separated.
那从第九章的第四节也看到说这是得到保守保护的。
And from this chapter 9, verse 4, we can see that we also received the protection.
我们再看十三章启示录十三章。
Let's also look at Revelation chapter 13.
十三章十六节。
Chapter 13, verse 16.
十六节，他又叫众人，无论大小、贫富、自主的、为奴的，都在右手上或是在额上受一个印记。
Verse 16, he also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead.
除了那受印记的，有了兽名或者兽名数目的，都不得做买卖。
Verse 17, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name.
跟神的印记相对的、对立的这里提到兽的印记。
Over here it talks about a mark that goes against the mark of God, which is the mark of the beast.
这个它的意思也是要分别出来，要把人分别出来。
This also means that these people will be separated out.
那这里说有兽的印记的才可以做买卖。
And it says here that the people who have the beast of the mark of the beast can be bought and sold.
好像也是受某一个团体来把它保护的这种意思。
It also means that they also receive a protection from some as a group.
我们再请看这个第一章第六节。
Let's also look at chapter 1 verse 6.
第一章第六节。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
又使我们成为国民，做父神的祭司。啊，但愿荣耀全能都归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
Verse 6. And has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve as God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
啊，第六节，我们如果听英文啊，又使我们成为国度。
Verse 6 in English it says that made us to be a kingdom.
成为基督的国度，神的国度。
That's to be the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of God.
是救主耶稣所同在的那一个，我们就是神的国度。
That is that we are part of the kingdom of Jesus Christ, the one that saves.
那跟这个神的国度对立的，当然也有一个兽的国度。
And there is a kingdom against this kingdom of God, and that is the kingdom of the beast.
请看启示录十六章第十节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 16, verse 10.
那第五位天使把碗倒在兽的座位上，兽的国就黑暗了。人因疼痛就咬自己的舌头。
Verse 10, the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the ten, and his kingdom was plunged into darkness. Men gnawed their tongues in agony.
那这里要提到有这个兽的国度。
This verse talks about the kingdom of the beast.
那启示录里头也提到有两个妇女。
Revelation also talks about two women.
请看启示录十二章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 12.
十二章第一节
Revelation chapter 12 verse 1
第一节天上现出大异象有一个妇人身披日头脚踏月亮头戴十二星的冠冕她怀了孕在生产的艰难中疼痛呼叫
Verse 1 A great and wondrous shrine appeared in the heaven A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet and the crown of 12 stars on her head She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth.
在这里提到那怀孕的妇人。
Verse 1 talks about the pregnant woman.
我们在查考的当中，我们可以知道，这指着教会。
When we study this, we can know that this refers to the church.
那相对于这个怀孕的妇人呢，就是在十七章所提到的一个大淫妇。
The person against this woman, the pregnant woman, is a adulterous woman in chapter 17,
请看,
prostitute.
请看启示录十七章第一节。
That's a good Revelation chapter 17, verse 1.
第一节，拿着七碗的七位天使中有一位前来对我说：“你到这里来，我将坐在众水之上的大淫妇所要受的刑罚指给你看。”
Verse 1, one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and said to me, Come, I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute who sits on many waters.
15节
Let's look at verse 15.
天使又对我说你所看见的那淫妇做的众水就是多民多人多国多荒。
Verse 15, then the angel said to me, The waters you saw where the prostitute sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages.
所以这里我们又看到了这个教会跟世界的这个对立。
Over here we see the opposition between the church and people.
再来也启示录里头也提到了两座的城。
Let's also further in Revelation it talks about two cities.
请看启示录二十一章。
Let's look at chapter 21.
二十一章第一节。
Verse 1.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了。海也不再有了。第二节，我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷，由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
Chapter 21, verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there is no longer any sea. Verse 2. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
这里在提到从天而降的新耶路撒冷。
Over here it talks about the new Jerusalem that came down from heaven.
那我们知道这当然也是指着教会。
We know of course that this refers to the church.
那我们再看十八章，启示录十八章第一节。
And let's look at chapter 18 verse 1, Revelation chapter 18 verse 1.
第一节第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
此后我看见另有一位大有权柄的天使从天降下。 地也因他的荣耀发光。第二节，他大声喊着说：“巴比伦大城倾倒了，倾倒了，成了鬼魔的住处和各样污秽之灵的巢穴，并各样污秽可憎之雀鸟的巢穴。”
Chapter 18, verse 1. After this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was illuminated by his splendor. Verse 2. With a mighty voice, he shouted, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a home for demons and a haunt for every evil spirit, a haunt for every unclean and detestable bird."
那在这里我们也看到那个将要倾倒的这个巴比伦城。
And we see here also the city of Babylon, which is about to collapse.
哦，所以在我们在读这个哦，我们在查考这个启示录的时候啊，这是我们可以去留意的一个方向啊，的一个重点。
So when we study Revelations, this is an angle and an angle that we can analyze when we study.
哦，这个教会跟这个世界它是平行而对立的。
The church and the people, the church and this world are in parallel, and they also are against each other.
哦，如果我们仔细去读的话，一定还可以找到很多的这种平行而对立的。
If we study this a little more, we can surely find more examples of this parallelism and this opposition.
那这要告诉我们几件事情。
This is to tell us a few things.
第一个就是借着这样来显出这个撒旦啊，凸显出撒旦的本质来。
First, it is to show us the nature of Satan.
自古以来，这个撒旦他就是一直要跟神来同等，来夺取神的荣耀。
From the beginning, Satan was to wanted to be at the same level as God and take away His glory.
哦，所以他都好像神有的，他也要有。
Whatever God had, he wanted as well.
哦，有神的印，他也就有兽的印。
Where there's God's seal, there's a beast seal.
哦，有这个新耶路。圣城耶路撒冷，而且也有一个啊，这一个巴比伦城。
Where there is a new Jerusalem, there is also the Babylon.
哦，这个撒旦的这个本质呢，就这样子来凸显出来。
And we can see the nature of Satan revealed in this way.
我们请参考以赛亚书十四章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 14.
Isaiah 书十四章十二节。
Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12.
十二节，明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？你这攻败列国的啊，何竟被砍倒在地上？
Verse 12. How you have fallen from heaven, O morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low of the nations.
十三节，你心里曾说：“我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神的众星以上，我要坐在忌讳的山上，在北方的极处。”
Verse 13, you said in your heart, "I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of assembly, on the most heights of the sacred mountain."
十四节，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。
Verse 14, I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High.
我们知道先知书里头的预言，它常常不是只有一个层面，常常是也是有两个、三个的层面。
We know that in the books of the prophets, the things that are written aren't just on one aspect, but often there are many different angles.
哦，他可以指着地上的以色列国，可以指着地上的这些国家。
It can refer to the kingdom of Israel on earth or other kingdoms on the earth.
啊，他同样的又可以指着神的教会。
At the same time, it can also refer to the church.
哦，他同时又可以指着在这个灵界的事情。
It can also refer to the spiritual domain.
所以在这里的描述啊，它不但指着当时骄傲的巴比伦帝国，它也在指着这个撒旦的本质。
So these verses were not just referring to the boastful Babylon at times, but also of Satan.
那这种本质 其实也是人的罪性的本质之一。
This nature of Satan is also the nature of man.
啊，所以这也是我们要去啊给自己来做警醒的。
This is something we too have to be aware of ourselves.
啊，人在不留意的当中，人也是容易倾向于啊来抬举自己，来有这种骄傲的啊骄傲的态度或者举动。
When we are not alert, we can easily head toward direction of being prideful and boastful.
啊，这也就是为什么主耶稣对犹太人说，你们的父是撒旦。
That is why Jesus Christ said to the Jews that your father is Satan.
啊，所以我们也要啊从这些描述里头，我们来得到警醒。啊，不要让撒旦成为我们的父。
And from these descriptions, we too also have to learn to be alert and not be like Satan.
我们再请看马太福音第四章。
Look at Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章第九节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 9.
第九节对他说：“你若俯伏拜我，我就把一切的事给你。”
Verse 9, all this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me.
啊，这是撒旦对主耶稣的试探。
This was a temptation of Satan to Jesus Christ.
啊，他要得到人的这个敬拜。
He wants to gain the worship of man.
啊，从圣经里头许多的例子，无论是这些圣徒，无论是天使，他们是不敢来接受人的敬拜的。
In the Bible, there are many examples whether it is saints or whether it is people, they do not dare to receive the worship of people.
啊，只有撒旦他一直想要跟神同等，夺取神的荣耀，来接受人的敬拜。
Only Satan who wants to be at the same level as God, he tries to take away the worship of God.
那从这些平行对立的描述里头啊，也让我们知道说，神他有绝对的主权。
And from all these parallelisms and oppositions, we can see that God has an absolute power.
我们请看启示录第十章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 10.
启示录第十章十一节
Revelation chapter 10 verse 11
天使对我说你必指着多民多国多荒多王再说一言
verse 11 Then I was told you must prophesy again against many people about many peoples, nations, languages and kings
这是、啊、约翰他吃了小书简
This is when John ate the small scroll.
那对他天使对他说，你要继续讲预言。
Then the angel told him that you must continue to prophesy.
啊，就是你所讲的这一切都是要应验的。
All that you say will be acted on.
啊，剩下最后的一小部分还是要讲，也是要应验的。
And then the last and small section will be prophesied and will be fulfilled.
无论人所看到的、遭遇到的是怎样，神他仍然掌控一切。
Whatever man may encounter or experience, God controls all.
好，那从这些描述里头，也让我们知道。
From all these descriptions, we also know.
啊，无论是教会是个人啊，我们都能够，我们必定能够得胜，能够得着保守。
Whether it is the church or as individuals, we can all receive protection and be victorious.
我们请看启示录十二章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 12.
十二章十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 11.
十一节，弟兄们胜过他，是因为羔羊的血和自己所做的，自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
Verse 11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
是一定会得胜，一定会得到保守的。
You will definitely overcome and receive protection.
啊，但是这个过程是也是一个非常艰难的征战。
But during this passage, it will be a very difficult battle.
啊，在当初的这些使徒，他们已经给我们留下的得胜的榜样。
The disciples at that time have already left us a victorious example.
啊，当时他们面对着罗马的皇帝，罗马的帝国。
At that time, they faced the Roman kingdom and the Roman Empire.
啊，这个罗马的皇帝啊，曾经这个啊，这个嫁祸啊，把这个，比如说那个尼禄皇帝，他火烧罗马城，他把这件事情说是基督徒做的。
The emperor of Rome, Nero, he would set a city on fire and say it is done by Christians.
当时又罗马皇帝强迫人要把他们当成神来敬拜。
And the Roman emperor also forced people to worship men as gods.
当然基督徒他是不会去把罗马皇帝当成神来拜。
Of course, a Christian would not treat the Roman Empire as a god.
当时的这个使徒们，他们也要面对着这个从犹太教来的这个逼迫。
The disciples at that time also had to face the persecution from the Jews.
他们面对着政治上的这种迫害，也要面对着从宗教来的迫害。
The disciples had to face the persecution from the political area and also persecution from the religious arena.
他们也要面对着这个社会生活里头的那种跟世俗化以及跟世俗来妥协的挑战。
And they also had to face the societal persecutions and to make deal with the compromises of being within the society.
也要面对着那个混乱的灵，混乱的道。
They also had to deal with unclean spirits and unclean false spirits and the false words.
那这些也都是我们会去遇到的，而且现在就在我们的生活里头。
These are things that we too will also encounter and is within our lives right now.
但是我们是能够得胜而蒙保守的。
But we can overcome and we can be protected.
请看启示录二十章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章。
Revelation chapter 20, verse 9.
第九节，他们上来遍满了全地，围住圣徒的营，以蒙爱的城，就有火从天降下，烧灭了他们。
Verse 9, they marched across the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of God's people, the city he loves. But fire came down from the heaven and devoured them.
第十节，那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。
Verse 10, but the devil who deceived them was thrown into a lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
第九节在描写着那一个非常危急的时刻。
Verse 9 talks about a very critical moment.
说他们上来遍满了全地，围住了圣徒的营，以蒙爱的城。
They marched across the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of God's people, the city he loves.
就在这最紧要的时候，这里描述说有火从天降下来烧灭了他们。
At this most critical moment, it says that the fire came down and devoured them.
这是神的这个看顾跟保守。
That is the watching and care of God.
但是我们要紧的，我们是否是在圣徒的营蒙爱的城？
But the question is whether we are in the city that he loves.
我们是在门内还是门外？
Are we inside the city or outside the city?
我们是在至圣所里头还是在至圣所以外？
Are we in the holy city or outside of the holy city?
这是我们要常常来提醒自己的。
This is something that we have to remind ourselves constantly.
那我们也看到这个世界它是急速的很快的一直的在走向那个灭这个毁灭。
And we can see that this world is quickly walking towards destruction.
这个七业是一个大纲一个 outline.
The seven seals are an outline.
那个详细的那个 detail, 就是那个七号那个七碗。
The details of the seven seals are the seven horns and the seven bowls.
Seven trumpets.
Seven trumpets.
那这些都让我们知道说这个世界它是急速的走向毁灭。
This lets us know that the world is quickly walking towards its destruction.
那对我们每一个人来讲我们要借着查考启示录让我们在信仰上能够得到坚固。
And to all of us, we have to be able to study the revelations and receive, be determined in our life.
那我们要更加的立志来持守道理。
And we have to set an ambition to follow the word of God.
那虽然整个大环境是很恶劣的，我们还是要很尽本分的来传警告、传福音。
Even though the world around us is evil, we still have to do our best to preach and preach the warning.
就好像保罗对提摩太很清楚地告诉他所面对的环境。
Just as Paul told Timothy of his surroundings.
说人们是厌烦纯正的道理。
People hate the true word.
但是保罗说你还是要传。
But you must still preach.
我们一起唱诗一百七十七首。
Sing him 177.